very disappointed, very flat. We expected to come here and get something. We knew he was facing a side that was on a good run of form, which started against us back in November. So we knew it'd be a tough game, irrespective of them only winning one game at home up until now. Like I say, we expected to get something out of the game, and the performance and the result was far from what we expected and what we hoped for.
Why do you think it went so wrong?
I don't know. I wish I could put my finger on it. Obviously, it's happened a number of times this year. Like I say, this is my sixth game in charge. The five previous games, I've been happy with the commitment and the performance, really. We're at the bottom of the table. You know, it keeps speaking about being hard to play against. In possession, we think that'll come. I thought we had one or two early chances. Actually, in the first half, we had two or three good chances. Didn't take them. We got punished for our first lapse in concentration, and we went on to make a few more mistakes that cost us and led to a 4-0 scoreline.
The squad is obviously light in terms of injuries, and Robbie Weir came on, but he was carried off on a stretcher. What's the news regarding the club captain?
Yeah, I don't know at the moment. I don't know. It's been difficult for Robbie not being in the side, and he came on. I thought he looked bright and lively and was playing with some intent, and obviously picked up an injury. So I'm not sure at the moment what the extent of that injury is.
How difficult is it to introduce young players to a team that's fighting for league survival?
I think it is difficult. I think we've not got many alternatives. I think we keep speaking about a good group of young players. They're 17. Miles Judd's 17. I thought he'd done well today. Got punished for maybe his one lapse in concentration at the far post, but he's been excellent. Josh Cromer comes on. Come on against Doncaster, give a penalty away. But again, Josh is a fantastic prospect who showed some exciting moments even in today's game. But they're young. You've got to throw them in at times and see whether they can deal with it. But I think as a squad and as a group, we get the credit when it goes well, irrespective of age. And when it doesn't go so well, we've got to take the criticism on the chin.
We know about the players that are injured, but what about the likes of Nanomo and Yance and Alan Dunn and Benedict and the other players that don't seem to be in the squad at the moment?
Yeah, well, Zanny's, I think he's left the club now. Jens has got an injury. Or it was unavailable to us today. So, number of players, obviously unavailable. When they're fit and available remains to be seen.
We know that the transfer window is open. I'm sure you're going to get tired with this question, but we've got targets. Have you had the chance to talk to the president?
No, I haven't yet. We'll have to wait and see what happens there. So, obviously, a lot of teams around us are strengthening. A lot of teams above us are strengthening. So, when you look at us from the start of the season, we've got no Harry Cornick, no Liam Kelly, no Jay Simpson. We've got a number of players that are unavailable to us. So, obviously, we would like to strengthen, but if we have to work with what we've got, then we have to do so. And I think we've got the players that can certainly get us out of the situation we're in. Keep saying it. It's a relegation fight. We're 4 points above it. So, start today. Would I have taken that then? I'm not too sure. But like I said, at the moment, it's reflecting on the performance and the performance that wasn't up to the standards we've set ourselves.
And finally for me, has anybody come in for Jay Simpson?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of, no.